Lyon County History Center. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful Wonderful. Start to the day, no doubt about that. Well, let's talk about Howe House to kick things off here, Greg.
Well, the Howe House is the property owned by the Lyon County History Center down at 315 East Logan. And if you come by the Lyon County History Center at 711 Commercial, you'll notice that there is a timeline of the history of the Howe House and the Howe family. That's in the front window. And then if you want to learn more, you can go down to the Howe House, 315 East Logan, and take our new walking tour. That's something we've just recently developed and continue to develop. It's a mile-long course that you can walk around the 18 acres that we have down there. And we are continuing to improve on that. We're putting up signage that identifies the plants and the trees and that sort of thing. So this is the very beginning stages of a brand new walking trail and other things happening at the Howe House down there at 315 East Logan.
So you have some identification that has already taken place?
So we do have some identification that's already taken place, and we've started to remove invasive species like red cedar trees and that sort of thing. So we're getting those out of there, and then we're planting some additional foliage, pollinators, and so get the bees going down there, and plus the butterflies. And so it'll be a real nature area once we get complete, but it's up and running right now. If you want to go down and check it out.
Greg, shifting gears here and speaking more, I guess, on the plant side of things, it sounds like you've got a flower power exhibit that's underway now.
Well, we created on our first floor, we have a temporary exhibit area, and Lisa has created an exhibit called Flower Power, and everything in the exhibit has flower motif, whether it's a hair wreath or a fashion from the 40s or hats or quilts, all manner of things, but they all have flower in mind. And so it's been a very successful exhibit, and we plan on recreating that next spring. And so if the public would like to include some of their items, some of their flower motifed items, give Lisa a call, 340-6314, and we'll see what we can do next year.
And something that people might want to save the dates for, and I'll be coming up, I guess, this fall. Are you going to be teaming up with the paranormal folks at Flint Hills Paranormal, Greg?
Yes, the Flint Hills Paranormal is going to be doing a training and investigation. That was originally scheduled for July, but because of scheduling conflicts, we've had to move that to this fall. But that'll be a very interesting event, both training and an investigation here of the Lyon County History Center. There is reports, only reports, no proof, that there is a poltergeist wandering the building. Some say he looks like me, kind of short and fat, balding. But there's no proof that. But we are going to be doing, again, the training and investigation for paranormal investigation work. So that should be quite interesting. Again, look towards our website and our Facebook page for an announcement of when that date will be. It'll be sometime this fall.
So do you sense even in the least, Greg, doesn't seem maybe right?
I will tell you that being in my office alone, I know I'm alone in the building, and I hear footsteps. Now, I don't know if that's coming from Casa Ramos or coming from above my head, but either way, I'm hearing something happening, and it's a little spooky.
I would figure you know that Casa Ramos traffic quite well, actually.
Actually, I do. I know when they're cooking, and I know when they're cleaning. I'm aware. I'm aware.
It sounds also, Greg, that last weekend was a pretty good turnout here for the Come Laugh With This event, helping SOS Strong.
We did have a very good event in cooperation with SOS and their fundraiser that's happening right now. Tegan Trahoon, one of your people, had created an event, Come Laugh With Us, for SOS. So he and some other comedians had a evening of fun and laughter here at the Lyon County History Center. And both SOS and us, the Lyon County History Center, both participated and share the proceeds from that fundraiser. It was a very good event. the comedians were quite good. Tegan was far funnier than I thought he was going to be. And he's actually pretty good. But it was a good event. And we think that something we can do in the future. It worked out really well. The people, everybody left with a smile on their face. So that's something we will continue to do.
Well, people need to, check out your third floor and what you have to offer up there.
Yes, the comedians was on the third floor. We had that wide open 6,500 square foot of space with a kitchen and restrooms. So it is available for rental. If you would like to inquire about that, again, you can call Lisa Soller at 340-6314, and she'll tell you about all the amenities, the cost, and the availability. So, yes, it's available for anyone to use, and it's a great space.
It is a great space. That's exactly what I was going to say, great space at the Lyon County History Center. What about your summer hours, Greg?
Summer hours, we are open from 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, and then from noon to 4 on Sunday. So we have plenty of opportunity to come down. We are, in fact, the coolest place in town. I have the air conditioning set at 68. So the coolest place in town.
You've got it. Way to go. 68 sounds great, Greg. Way to go.
We like to please our visitors.
Greg, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan joining us for his bi-weekly update. Plenty to update here, too.
Mm-hmm, as always.
At the Lyon County History Center. Good morning. It's 9:03.
Attention USD 253 families. Online enrollment for Emporia Public Schools is now open and will continue through Monday, August 2nd. Enrollment can be completed by using the district's secure and convenient online form or by logging into your parent PowerSchool and RevTrack account by using any web-enabled device. Enrollment instructions, access codes, and payment information have been mailed out to parents of returning and pre-registered students. Look for the enrollment link on our homepage, usd253.org, or log into your parent PowerSchool account to get started today. Parents and guardians are strongly encouraged to enroll online. However, a limited number of appointments are available for families needing assistance. To schedule a required appointment or if you have any questions, please call 620-341-2396. Appointments can be scheduled Monday through Friday at the Flint Hills Learning Center, located inside the Flint Hills Mall across from the movie theater. Appointments are limited to one person per family. Again, if you are unable to enroll online, please call 620-341-2396 for an appointment. Emporia Public Schools, we build futures.
Hey, Emporia State fans, help support the 15 athletic programs at Emporia State University by participating in the ESU Athletics Auction and Golf Tournament. The auction will be held at White Auditorium on Thursday, August the 19th. The social hour and silent auction begins at 6 with a live auction following at 7:30. Then on Friday, August the 20th, you can enjoy a round of golf at the Emporia Golf Course. Check-in begins at 8 a.m., tee-off set for 9 o'clock with a shotgun start. If you need more information or would like to register, go to emporia.joinme.org/ESU athletics or esuhornets.com. You can also call the ESU Athletic Office, 620-341-5350. Have a great time and support Emporia State Athletics with the auction on August the 19th at White Auditorium beginning at 6 o'clock and the golf tournament on Friday, August the 20th at the Emporia Golf Course. Proceeds benefit all 15 Emporia State Athletic programs. Stingers up!
AM 1400, KVOE Emporia, 96.